The tech industry is notorious for having a workforce that's largely male and white. For example, Microsoft's workforce is more than 75% male, more than 60% white. But Microsoft and other big tech companies recognize the problem. They invest millions of dollars to attract minorities and women. Roby Ganguly is the co-founder of Seattle-based startup Aptentive. His company doesn't have millions of dollars to spend on diversity programs, but he and his co-founders decided they needed to build a diverse company. Roby told Marcy Silman building that was harder than he thought it would be.
I think initially we pretty much stank at it. For the first year and a half of the company, we were bootstrapped. We didn't have any funding. And as we started to raise a bit of money and had the opportunity to actually start hiring people, that's when we could really take action to add other people to the team. And as we were doing that, we just weren't getting candidates. We weren't getting applicants who were coming from different backgrounds. We weren't seeing women from the tech community applying for the roles that we had open. We weren't seeing people from, you know, different ethnic backgrounds or different places in the country applying.
What did you do to turn that around?
Well, I think what we were hoping is that we would get applications from people and we could make selections based upon a diverse set of candidates. And what we realized was that was reactive and we had to be proactive. I think the simple thing that helped us more than anything was talking about it on a regular basis as opposed to sweeping out under the rug.
Talking about it amongst yourselves?
Or? Yeah, on our team as we looked around the table and as the table started to get more full, asking why are there so many people who look like us around this table and not other people with other backgrounds and other thought processes. And so talking about it meant that it was something we had at the top of our minds as a team. And then what we did is we went out to events in the Seattle community. So Seattle's very fortunate to have a pretty progressive environment on lots of topics, right? But in the Seattle tech community, there are several organizations devoted to women in tech or STEM for underprivileged students. And as we went to events like that, as we started to meet people at those events, we just asked basic questions like, how do you do it at your company? Who do you know that we should be talking to? How can we get out into the broader tech community to learn who can help us get better at this?
So what I'm hearing you say is that you went beyond business as usual and intentionally set yourselves on this path.
Yeah, I think one of the things that is an amazing lesson from entrepreneurship in general is things don't happen unless you make them happen, right? You don't get a company built just by hoping that it gets built. You can't just wait and have a product get built or wait and have somebody buy it. And the same thing is true of hiring and the culture you're building. You have to make it happen.
Roby Ganguly is founder and CEO of Aptentive. It's a mobile startup based in Seattle. What kind of trade-offs, if any, have you had to make as a company in this goal of diversification?
So I don't think of it as trade-offs. I think the trade-offs imply that there's a sort of cost there. I think of this as investment. So we are today a 30-person company. We are very ambitious about the goals that we have. We think that we are building something that helps every company in the world and fundamentally helps every consumer in the world. And so we're investing in trying to build a company that can actually service that goal, that can be reflective of our customers and their end customers. And so I think what is common in the language that people use to talk about this is that it might take longer. So when it comes to how much time you invest in recruiting, it's a function of when you say yes to candidates to a certain extent. Assuming you're able to get a few people to apply for a job, that means that as soon as you get one or two candidates, you could accept somebody, you can fill that role and you could move on. But that's not how we work. We work in the scenario that says more candidates is better for us to understand the landscape and to try and pick the best candidate for us. And if we only have a couple candidates, we probably don't have enough data to make the best decisions. And so I think the time aspect that a lot of companies face is, well, we've seen, let's say, 5 or 10 people for this role. We think XYZ person is, of those people, the best. We're not necessarily super excited, but we're going to pick that person. And we want to be really excited. And that means not just around diversity, but just everything. So if we meet 10 or 15 or 20 people, and we routinely get 50 to 100 applications for a role, if you see that many people, you still don't have to say yes. And so the time aspect is really being patient and saying no, in order to build out the team that we want and to have people we're very excited about.
So you're taking your time to make sure you have the team that's perfect.
That's right.
Is there one question that kind of bubbles up to the surface that you hear the most?
Yeah, does diversity mean that we should hire less qualified candidates? I think that's the latent question inside of a lot of people's minds. And thankfully, people at our company feel comfortable actually asking that and talking about it, because it doesn't mean less qualified. It doesn't mean that you're lowering standards. But it is a question in a lot of people's minds, because they also think about speed and getting people on board faster and the fact that they're all overworked and there's too much for us to do. So, you know, what's going to give?
In 5 or 10 years, what would you like Aptentive to look like?
I think it should look like the population of our customer base and their customer base as a whole. And based upon our ambitions and the reach of our company, that should be pretty global. Like, it should touch everybody. And as a result, we should have a good representation, probably mathematically, right, around men, women, their backgrounds, their upbringings. And I think that more than that, it should be really still strong and full of voice, right? That each of the people on the team should feel comfortable that they can help take us to a better place.
Why is this so important? Why does it matter beyond Aptentive that you have this workforce? What does it mean to the greater community?
I think to the extent that we are able to be successful, we can serve as a role model for some companies, and we can at least say your expectations, albeit set in lots of history, are probably wrong. What you think you can accomplish, what you've been accomplishing so far, is inadequate. I think the truth of the matter is that a lot of companies in our industry really think it's so hard to get diverse that they give themselves a pass on it in some ways. And I think more people should realize that this is a continuum. It's effort, and effort over time will lead to results. It's not effort this month. It's effort over time.
That's Roby Ganguly, co-founder of the Seattle-based startup Aptentive, speaking with KUOW's Marcy Silman.